Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1544 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on the accuracy of interpreting the Bible. Today let's meditate on Bible study, literal interpretation, and meaning of the original language. Insight number 47. What is meant by literal interpretation of the Bible needs interpretation. Many readers have heard the old argument in defense of literal Bible interpretation. When the plain sense makes sense, seek no other sense. While this is pithy, if you don't overthink it, it might even sound like it makes sense, but it's not very helpful. Consider the word water. What does it literally mean? What is the plain sense? Here are a few possibilities. If you're talking about a noun, you could say H2O. Which is a chemical compound, or body of water. Look at all that water. Ocean, sea, lake, pond, river, stream, creek, inlet, or how about liquid drink? I'd like some water. Or hydration supply. They turned off the water. What if it was a verb? Think about irrigate, water the fields. Provide hydration, he watered the cattle. Saliva, my mouth watered. Or tearing up, my eyes watered. Which one of these is the plainest of the plain? That's the point. They're all plain. What distinguishes them is context. Things get even more interesting when you move into the metaphorical meaning of water, which can be exactly what the context requires. Water can speak of a life source, purification, transformation, motion, or danger. The metaphors work because of their literal characteristics of water. Bible writers use words loaded with symbolic, abstract meanings that were well known in their culture. We miss all this when we insist words must mean what pops into our heads in our time and culture. We ought to be trying to discern what the biblical writers and the original readers were thinking, not what we're thinking. What the plain sense to us may not have been at all plain to them. Now that moves us on to insight number 48. The meaning of the original language word is not determined by the sound of that word in a different language. I know what you're thinking. You're wondering how in the world could anyone believe the title of this section could not be true. I agree. The idea is genuinely bizarre. That is why it's so disturbing when you encounter people who think that they are digging into the word by interpreting scripture that way. I'll start with the typical examples that many readers sadly will have heard. Ezekiel chapter 38 verses 2 and 3 refers to a figure named as Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. The Hebrew behind chief prince is pronounced Nesarosh. Some well-meaning Bible teachers want to translate this phrase, prince of Rosh, as though Rosh was a proper name of geography, and it isn't. They observe that Rosh sounds a lot like Russia, and Meshach and Tubal sound like Moscow or Tobolsk, cities in Russia. Surely then Gog must be the enemy, perhaps even the Antichrist, from Russia. You may find this humorous, but I've seen this in print many times, and it's absolute nonsense. Simply put, languages just don't work that way. The fact that there is a Chinese word that sounds like chin doesn't mean that that word describes a protrusion on the lower part of the face just under the lips. It doesn't. Not even close. The Hebrew word door is not something with hinges that opens and closes. The word means generation. Spanish plata does not mean plate. It means silver or money. The French verb blesser means to wound, injure, or offend, not to invoke divine care or to confer prosperity. I could go on and on. The human mouth, tongue, teeth, and nose, the body parts responsible for making sound as air moves through them from the lungs, are only capable of making a finite number of sounds. Every language on earth has risen as people have used those body parts to make sounds that communicate with each other. No language assigns the same meaning to all or even most of the sounds. Few things in life could be more obvious. Unfortunately, I've known authors, teachers, pastors, and Bible students that somehow miss something so palpably evident. Don't be misled. Word meaning depends on context, not sounds. And let us close with our verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our track on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on studying the Bible and why it's important for creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's track, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life. And encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,543 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.